Question 1. Archaeology. Practice 4. Now listen to a lecture and take notes on the important information.
The debate about whether or not cannibalism took place in Anasazi society is a touchy subject. The Anasazi are the ancestors of the Pueblo peoples, a collective name for various Native American peoples in present-day New Mexico and Arizona. When we look at the more recent history of the Pueblo peoples, we revere them for their peaceful ways and their respectful relationship with the earth. When evidence suggested that cannibalism took place between 900 and 1300 AD in these societies, people were naturally horrified and offended. How could such a peaceful and cooperative group of people have done such a thing? Well, the evidence is sound, and it effectively proves that cannibalism took place. But that does not mean that it was a culturally accepted practice. In fact, one of the leading researchers suggests that it was a method used by foreigners to terrorize the Anasazi. Let's discuss the evidence. First of all, using basic tag markers of cannibalism, archaeologists have shown that certain skeletal remains of humans were indeed treated like the carcass of an animal. The bones were broken. They also showed signs of having been burned, and indentations from sharp instruments indicate that flesh was intentionally removed. Now, some say that this does not prove that the flesh was eaten and point to a witch slaughter to explain it. However, fossilized fecal matter from the same area shows that human flesh had indeed been digested. Again, this only proves that it happened once, and it doesn't rule out the witch slaughter explanation. Indeed, cannibalism has taken place at some point or another in many other cultures, whether it was due to starvation, criminal activity, or used as a means of social control. It could be that one particularly antisocial person engaged in cannibalism, and we should not condemn an entire group for the act of one person. However, there is one piece of evidence that is not explained by the witch slaughter theory. Resin from cooking pots was found on the bones. This definitely shows that the flesh was cooked, something that was not part of the witch slaughter ritual. Further, there are so many skeletal remains that have been treated like this, we cannot presume that it was a random criminal act, but that it was a quite significant occurrence. I'd like to reiterate my point that the suggestion that cannibalism occurred among the Anasazi is not a direct attack on these people. We cannot at this point determine who ate whom. While the theory that it was a group of foreigners terrorizing the Anasazi people has not been proven, it is certainly a plausible explanation that does not tarnish our image of the Anasazi. Because cannibalism is so very taboo, even scientists are reluctant to consider evidence that points in that direction. However, science relies on objectivity, and in this case, the evidence is clear. Furthermore, the claim is not a direct implication of evil among the Anasazi.